בוקר טוב, יום שני בשבת קודש, פרשת ראה, כ"ד באב, פייג' 145, והשכן ממיטעה בשלושה פנים. There are three ways a person can be foolish and make a mistake with regards to the pursuit of parnasa. And he says as follows. אחד מהם, בקבצו הממון, כי הוא לוקח מה שגזל לו הבורא לקחתו על פנים מגונים ורעים. Which means that a person was already decreed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get a certain amount of parnasa, but the foolish people, instead of getting it in normal ways, that's why we pray, Rachamanu yifarnesen bechavod velo bevizui, beheter velo beisur, benachad velo betzar. You know, a person's going to get the parnasa anyway. They're fools who go and obtain their parnasa in forbidden, deceitful, and disgusting ways. ואילו היה מבקש אותו על אופניו, היה מגיע על חפצו רצונו, והיה מתקיים בידו עניין תורתו ועולמו, ולא היה חסר לו ממה שגזר הבורא מאומה. You should pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, you were gozer that I have to get my parnasa anyway, so Hashem, help me obtain it in a way of heter, because whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees, you're going to get anyway. The shaila is the means that you are going to, you know, employ to the end, to those ends. והשני, what else can a fool make a mistake about parnasa? כי הוא חושב שכל מה שהגיע אליו מן הממון הוא טרף מזונו, ולא יבין כי הטרף מתחלק לשלושה חלקים. Right, a person thinks that all of his income, that's his parnasa, that's his food. That's not true. A person's parnasa is split up three ways. Listen to this. How so? אחד מהם, טרף מזונו, והוא כלכלת גופו בלבד. והוא המובטח מן האלוהים לכל אשר בו רוח חיים עד תכלית ימיו. Part one of a person's income is earmarked for food, material, physical sustenance, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends to every living being, human being, animal, creature, whatever they need until the end of their lives. Yeah? He says, "Potech et yadecha umasbi'a lechol chai ratzon." HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends physical sustenance to every single creation. One. והשני, טרף מזון זולתו מאישה ובנים ועבדים משרתים ואדומה להם. הקדוש ברוך הוא also sends us physical sustenance not only for ourselves, but for our dependents. Wives, children, עבדים וכו'. ואיננו מובטח מן האלוהים לכל הברואים, אלא לסגולה מהם בתנאים מיוחדים. Right? That's only... That's not guaranteed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only to the privileged ones. והוא מקרה מזדמן בעת אחת, ואין מזדמן בעת אחרת, כפי שמחייבות הליכות דיני הבורא מן החסד והמשפט. Yeah. It's not that a person is guaranteed to have enough food to feed himself. That's guaranteed. But it's not always guaranteed that a person is going to always have enough to feed all of his dependents. Well, they're not dying of hunger.
They're still alive.
Huh?
Many of them do.
When was the last time? I mean, not in Africa. I'm saying like...
Like in New York City.
Die of hunger?
Oh, but they're using drugs. That's why they're not hungry.
You're not going hungry in America. Your shelters are getting...
There's so much welfare.
I don't like that.
Uh-huh.
You almost done?
No.
Don't worry.
Guys, this. Beggars can't be choosers.
No.
Okay.
Chamor.
Okay.
Chamor.
He's right.
Don't drugs make you hungry?
No.
Okay. Anyway. Bekitzur. You see? Vashilishi. He says... Yeah, that has to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness and his mishpat. והשלישי, טרף קניין והוא הממון אשר אין בו תועלת אדם. The third kind of money that HaKadosh Baruch Hu earmarks for a person is money that's not for physical sustenance, that's other, you know, money for bills and shelter and stuff like that. Let me just finish the paragraph. והוא שומר עליו ונוצר אותו עד אשר יורישנו לזולתו. Person keeps that and either he'll use it or he will bequeath it to his dependents, to his children. והשחל יחשוב כל אשר גזל לו הבורא מן הממון שהוא טרף מזונו בכלכלת גופו, והוא ממהל אליו משתדל עליו. The person thinks that everything, yeah, he thinks that all of this is decreed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all part of the parnasa, the mezonot, and he goes running after these things. He says, ואפשר שיקבצנו לבעל אשתו אחריו, ולהורגו, ולגדול שבשונאיו. Yeah, sometimes a person can be working for all of these things, working to get all this mamon, and eventually he's going to die, and another man is going to marry his wife, and all of his money is going to go to this other guy. So he says, that's why what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gozer for you, you're going to get anyway. don't work to amass and amass and amass, because when you do that, you never know where it's going to end up. If you stay,
Mata Shuel. He's saying that once we're living under, there are three types of ways of making parnasa, having income, first way.
Not three ways of making parnasa. There are three things that Akadosh. Three.
Can you
three,
recap the three again?
Three sex
of no, the three kinds of things that Akadosh Baruch Hu sends parnasa for: physical sustenance, sustenance for dependents, and financial, just money. Money that you spend on other things. Not all of these things is, you know, a person thinks that all of it is for me and I'm going to use it. That's not true. Only a portion of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends you is meant for you yourself. The rest of it, so he's saying over here, why would you go crazy to amass all of this money when it can be that you're not, even if it's for a person's children. Now, much people feel much more comfortable working like dogs their whole lives to leave over their money for their children, as opposed to leaving it over for random people. If the person dies and then the woman marries another man, he says, that's a little, you know, it's kind of useless, it's pointless. So
anyway, the inheritance of the halakha goes to the children.
Nachon. Let's say there's no children. Nachon, whatever. But sometimes he'll leave it over. Let's say he'll leave it over to his wife as a will. And then what? Oh, he thinks, wow, what a wonderful wife. And she's lonely. She says, you know, he's 6 feet under, machpatli. You know what I'm saying? And she goes and marries another man. And then this guy just got rich off of the previous husband's cheshbon. Happens all the time. And then this guy's rolling in his grave. Why'd I work so hard? Yeah?
Nachon? Is the dependent's mazal and the man's mazal?
It's all interconnected. It's all interconnected. Everybody has their own zchuyot. So it's really a conglomerate of both zchuyot. But he's saying, don't run after it so much. A person, it's all mine. No, it's not. Only a portion of it is meant to keep you physically sustained. The rest of it is not. Yes, sir.
Can we see that you shouldn't like amass the shvach? Because when you die, it's like there's supposed to be this random guy, random person who marries your wife. Is it okay, per se, to not leave inheritance whatsoever? Like to die with $0, or like you should leave inheritance?
There's no isur. I mean, a person should, you know, preferably to be a mensch, he should prepare for the eventuality that one day he's not going to be here, and to take care of his wife and to take care of his children after his passing. He says, oh, you know, most, what do people do their whole lives? Parents work their whole lives, so when they leave this world, so that the kids, they're able to keep them on their feet. Kachazit. Yeah? It's not nisur, there's no halakha that you must, you know, if a person dies penniless, oh, you didn't do isur. Yeah? That's
does that children
have insurance?
Huh?
Life insurance.
Yeah. Well, they didn't have life insurance in the time of the Chachamim. You know, there's a whole shaila in the poskim. There's a shaila in Nichavedat and Igrot Moshe, whether it's permissible to purchase a life insurance policy, or perhaps that's considered a lack of emunah bitachon. Mutar. Yeah. I'm oversimplifying it, but
that result.
You have to. It's very very interesting tshuvas. You understand what the shaila was. The shaila was perhaps, you know, leaving. Why don't you trust the Kadosh Baruch Hu? He's going to take care of your wife and your children. Buying a life insurance policy means, by definition, what? Possibly it could be misconstrued that you don't trust Hashem enough to provide for them after your passing, and therefore you have to rely on the insurance company.
There's a cheshbonot that Hashem can have within that policy, because there's things that, like, let's say the guy falls off a building, the insurance won't cover that.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
Suicide, in London, does not cover suicide.
Not jump off a building.
What's the point of life insurance?
I'm saying that Hashem could construe it in a way that you can die without the insurance.
Yeah.
You could die without the insurance coming into effect. What Hashem could do? That's the third.
Act of God? I don't know.
I'm making this up, but I'm saying, like, insurance policies have rules that in certain ways.
But the poskim say lemaskana takshiv.
I'm saying there is a point for it.
Tishmata, the gushkon.
I'm just saying there's superseding
cause. Can you gushkon? So he says like this. Yeah. No. You know it's gushkon? Yeah. Anyway. What it means, give me your ear?
Lend me your ear!
Okay, so, Mikol Makom, the poskim say that it's considered a normal method, just like we put forth normal hishtadlut in other areas, right? Is having a savings account considered a lack of bitachon?
There you go. That's why I'm saying, obviously, life insurance should be okay.
It's not obvious because there's literature on it. Aval mikol makom, that's the maskana. Nachon? I mean, it could. Maybe savings account is also like a bitachon.
You also put an S&P every year. It goes up minimum 10% because eventually you don't want your money to stay in a...
Maybe you should only have a checking account. Only checking. Day to day. Who says you're allowed to have a savings? Maybe it's like a bitachon. Why savings? A Kadosh Baruch Hu can't provide for you?
Right.
Why savings?
You can take his life. How's that allowed?
What do you mean?
You can take his life from him. Hashem, you can't supersede God's
will. So Hashem puts stuff on this world for no purpose.
Why no purpose? Take the money that you need. Live like the Chafetz Chaim. Open up a store.
No
open
furniture.
Up your... Huh?
No furniture.
Open up your store. He had a cheshbon every day. However much money he needed to eat for that day, he would open up his... He had a grocery store. He would open up the shop, sell a few things. As soon as he made that amount of money, that's the business hours. Close the store for the day. Shamata? Maybe that's... That's a very high level.
Yeah,
it's not mat'im for everybody. It's not mat'im for everybody. Yeah? To. Ma. What die? Huh? Oh, this week's. It's the very... If you look at the Beis HaLevi's essay on Emunah Bitachon, he brings down all the psukim in the Torah and the Navi that teach us the mitzvot asev Emunah Bitachon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a whole list. Yeah, I think we have it here. The Beis HaLevi's essay, the very first paragraph of the essay brings down the psukim in the Torah. Now,
so the broad Anochi is you have that.
Yeah. No, but that's the knowledge and the faith that Hashem is the master of everything. Took us out of Mitzrayim. How about the faith and the trust that Hashem takes care of every single one of our needs? Where's that mitzvah? There's a mitzvah aseh min haTorah to believe that. Not only to believe that, but to live that. So, huh? So I don't. You have to check. The Beis HaLevi quotes all the different posts. You have to see all the things that they bring. To Vashlishi, another foolish thing another mistake that a fool can make. Shu notin atrafim leva'alehim kmo shgazal lehem abore al yado v'hu zocher tovato lehem b'hem kilu hu itirfam b'hem v'chilkel otam v'itchased b'amalehim. Yeah. One second. Akadosh Baruch Hu. One second. Oh, Akadosh Baruch Hu, every time he gives us parnasa, he reminds us of his chasadim. Akadosh Baruch Hu has endless amounts of chesed that he showers us with. So every time he gives us stuff, every time he gives us parnasa, so that's another reminder of the chasadim. Akadosh Baruch Hu gives all this to us because he wants us to praise him. And that this causes us to become aware of his existence and to serve him. This week's parasha. Yeah, right? You're going to get money, you're going to get rich, whatever. And what happens is, the Torah says, the second a person gets money, what happens? His mind veers off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yigba v'yarum levavo v'yaniach hoda'ato aleihem. V'yachshov shim haya mona'a otam, mehem hayu nishalim etzlo. V'chilulev hu, hayu nifsakim tarfihim. Yeah, so people, oh, you know, person feels when he takes care of his family, if he would have let, you know, a person feels all good about himself, I just fed my family. If I would have not fed my family, then all this money would have stayed for me. This is the poor guy. Everything he toils is in vain in this world, and in Olam Abba, he has no sachar because he doesn't channel all this goodness as a means to praise and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tov, we'll stop it here. We'll continue tomorrow.